Thank you. Be seated. Our children are dismissed for children's worship. In case you didn't hear, our children are dismissed for children's worship. Here we go. In the middle of the day, I stepped out of Arby's with my sandwich in a bag. I've already been castigated about my poor dietary choice. I headed for my car. That's when I saw them, a woman and a child, brown skin in a white landscape, Hispanic color breaking suburban conformity, a place with hospitality for cars, but no sidewalks for people. They walk in the street. The woman's movements seem weighted with reluctance, burdened with a decision already made. Her eyes glanced across the 25 feet between us, and I did not look away. I put my sandwich in the car and turned back to her, wondering in passing about this child who is not in school at this time of day. I knew without being told they were here and hungry and hoping and afraid. The woman spoke, but I did not understand her words, but her gestures are very clear. She's asking for lunch. The sound of her voice made me think she would never ask for the shame that she feels. But she holds the hand of a little girl, bubbling with excitement about this colorful place of food. I nodded. We went inside. I asked her, "What would you like?" I wondered if she understood. I wondered what kind of question I'd just ask. Of course, she wants food and more. The power not to have to ask a stranger to feed her child, the dignity of money in her own pocket, the confidence of language to speak for herself and have people listen. Faith in a future for this child, for her energy and intelligence bring her reward. Respect for herself and the child as women, as human beings. She surveyed the menu looking at the pictures. I don't know that she could read the words. She chose the food by pictures, told the cashier the number next to the picture. I said to the cashier, "Whatever they want." The cashier asked for a name for the order and used a few Spanish words to try to be understood. The woman stated her name. Upon hearing the name, the cashier said, "Oh, I have an aunt with that name. It's such a pretty name." And I don't know if the woman understood, but she got the kindness. And the smile lingered in the air. I paid the bill and left. Later, I found myself wondering why I was still troubled by this encounter. The question bubbles up from a deep place inside about whether it was enough. Thomas Merton wrote, "Be content that you are not a saint." I recall my words, "Whatever they need," and I wonder if I was simply saying who had the power and who did not. Why do I ask myself these questions? Why can't I just be content to say it was a simple kindness and feel good about myself and go on? I am not a saint. Why am I not content? Merton wrote, "Be satisfied to let God lead you, and yet I chafe at the sculptor's hands on my soul. How can I work with this holy one who keeps marking me?" Merton said, "God's all around. God never stops whispering. I let my memory rest on each moment of this encounter until a bit of clarity comes, a learning that God was indeed all around. The cashier's kindness, the bubbling energy of a child who trusts that whatever's going on, her mama's got this. And then there, emerging from the confusion of my mind, the face of a woman, brown, burdened, brave. And I wish I had stayed. Retrieved my sandwich and sat down at the table at Arby's with a bubbly little girl. I could have eaten my sandwich while looking into the face of God. And to the Philippians, not that I'm referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and being in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Amen.